So we talk boys basketball, and they will be at Ulysses on Friday. Of course, Scottsdale will be hosting Great Bend on Tuesday night in their season home opener. But we are going to be joined here right now with head coach for the Scott City Boys team and the coach, Brian Gentry. And coach, welcome to year number five as being the head coach. Does it feel like it?
At times, yeah. No, it's gone pretty fast.
Yeah, it has. It's hard to believe that. But here we are. Have a group of seniors coming back from last year. Had a tough ending of the season here, but you've had a couple of weeks here, 2.5 weeks, I guess you could say, of practice here. What have you seen from your team so far in the gym?
I think the number one thing is just the energy. Energy and attitude, really. You know, it's been great. We got a lot of guys that are, really encouraging and helping out with the younger guys as well. You know, we had about 34 go out and kind of dwindled down a little bit, but we're still in the 30s. So a lot of guys and, you know, with our older guys having a pretty good grasp of what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish, they're doing a great job, you know, really helping out with the other guys. But the energy and attitude has just been great.
It felt like maybe some of it is with the energy attributed to maybe how the season kind of came to an end like it did last year, just kind of a tough last couple of games. You see maybe that and trying to maybe set the tone for a big season?
Yeah, I mean, with all the uncertainty and, you know, you just don't ever know and you don't want to take anything for granted as far as, you know, for these seniors, you know, just unfortunately the time we're in right now, you just don't know if it's when it's going to be called quits and you're going to be done. So I think a lot of them want to, you know, kind of seize the opportunities that they have and, they're doing a good job, and, you know, I think we got some guys that go out that, you know, maybe basketball is not their thing, which, you know, that could be said for a lot of our guys, but, you know, their buy-in has just been great, and you can kind of see that attitude shift, and so, you know, just very encouraged by their attitudes and looking forward to the season.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here, and you know, and you have a lot of newcomers coming up to the varsity here, and you also have some returners that didn't get a lot of playing time, but he also had a couple others that got a lot of playing time along the way. How have you, what have you seen maybe with some of those newcomers coming up and maybe meshing with some of the veterans?
I think there's a little bit more continuity as far as what we're doing. You know, we switched the, you know, kind of style of play from, you know, it's kind of a faster tempo, and it's not to say we're playing slow by any means, but we're a little bit more intentional with what we're looking for and more deliberate in finding our shots. And you know, I think that, you know, right now, you know, and it's early. We haven't played a game yet, so game starts and, you know, you kind of get amped up a little bit, so things happen. But right now, you know, we're really doing a good job of really seeking out that good shot, that great shot that we've been talking about. And defensively, they're getting after it. But, you know, we've got a couple guys that have actually, you know, played several varsity minutes, and like you said, several new. You know, last year, one of the things, we were inconsistent just because we shot a lot of threes. Not to say that we won't shoot threes this year, but I think the shot selection is going to be a little bit better, and we kind of know where we need to shoot it from. So just having that understanding, I think, helps us out a lot. You know, everybody's kind of, you know, they know their role, and they're just trying to excel in that role.
Well, you begin your season on the road Friday night, familiar foe in Ulysses, and of course starts a series of home and home with the Tigers once again this year. But Ulysses seems like it's a team that starts out really strong in December especially, and I think this is probably going to be one of their more veteran teams that they've had in maybe a couple, 3 years.
Yeah, they're always a team that plays, you know, fairly loose. You know, this year they're going to have, you know, the bulk of their starters back, you know, 1, 2, and 3, you know, when you get Galindo and then the Walker kid and number 3, he kind of name slips my mind, but he you know, he's a good shooter. Galindo kid's real athletic, quick, gets to the basket, he can shoot a little bit, and then the Walker kid's, you know, he's smooth, 6'5". But, yeah, they do. They usually start pretty strong, and then they kind of level off, and, you know, it seems like they hit a little lull in their season. But, you know, in the winter sports season, you know, that happens, and when you don't have those great attitudes, and because, you know, it's a long season, and it kind of wears on you. They'll be a challenging team. You got a little link to them, so we just got to be ready and understand what we've been working on, and I think we'll do a great job.
You know, talking about kind of the month of December, you have 6 games here, and it's been a long time since Scott City's played 6 games in December, but this is going to be a pretty challenging stretch here for you guys before the Christmas break. What would you like to see with your team here starting on Friday night as you head toward this run during the year?
You know, honestly, I just want to see them continue what they've been doing at practice. I mean, it's pretty simple. Having great attitudes even when, you know, maybe things aren't going your way. And that's from me down to, you know, the C-team players. Just being there because, you know, we kind of talked about, you know, we're all we got, we're all we need. And that's, it couldn't be more true because, you know, as of right now, you know, nobody can come to the game. So, I just want to see these guys be there for each other, support each other, you know, C team all the way through varsity. You know, I just want to see the things that they've been doing, you know, pay off for them so that, you know, we continue to, you know, have some success and enjoy our time doing it.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Scott City is at Ulysses on Friday night, and a little earlier start time throughout the year, 7:30 for the boys. So, yeah, get home before midnight, I think.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, thanks again, Coach.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City, and I had to ask who our next guest was because I didn't recognize him. He's clean cut and shaven. It's Blaine Culp here. How are you doing this evening?
Doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Now, I got to ask you, how was it tough for you to cut the mola down a little bit?
Yeah, I kind of feel like I lost a piece of my soul on the way when I cut it off.
Well, I mean, it was quite a change for you, but I think you're probably used to it by now. But you're stepping into a bigger role here this year as a senior and being one of those primary players, been off the bench quite a bit last couple of years. And how have you been able to embrace that role so far?
Yeah, I'm liking it so far. I'm just trying to get those younger guys that are coming in now, get them kind of pumped up and ready to go and know what they're doing. Just kind of try to lead them through the way and hopefully do good for them.
Well, you're primarily going to play guard here, and what's been the first couple plus weeks of practice been like for you?
Oh, I've enjoyed it. I mean, like Coach said, we've had a ton of energy, which makes practice really fun, but we're still getting stuff done at the same time, so we found a pretty good balance doing that.
Yeah, I guess, how would you describe this team so far?
You know, I think we're pretty good, I guess. Just a lot of different people, a lot of different athletes.
Yeah, no, but you know, it's the uncertainty of the season. You're going to get started on time. Does it make it more easier to kind of embrace the situation you're in and, you know, not take it for granted?
Right. Every game could be our last, so we just got to take it in and enjoy every single game.
What goal do you have for this year?
Just to try to be the best leader I can possibly be. Just try to keep these younger guys excited to play and practice and get them through the long season.
Well, it should be a fun year, and I know you're looking forward to it here on Friday night, the trip down to Ulysses, and Senior Blaine Culp joining us here. Thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up.
Yep, thank you, Adam.
All right, Senior Blaine Culp here joining us here, and now we're going to be talking to another senior, Sawyer Stevens. And how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And, how's basketball been for you for your last go-around?
It's been pretty good so far.
You know, with the transition, of course, you had a little time off between football and basketball. How tough was it to not go out there, not try to knock anybody around the first couple of days of practice?
Oh, man, it's tough, but there's no guarantee. I still definitely go out and try to knock some people around. Gus kind of comes to mind. He's pretty big, 6'6", 200 pounds, so we kind of pound on each other down low. Pretty fun.
Got to like that opportunity to kind of practice against a taller kid because of some of the teams that you'll see, and that'll be included Friday night. Are you primarily going to be on defense down around the block area?
It'll kind of vary a little bit with our defense. I mean, I'll definitely be playing on the post guys, but it really just depends.
What do you think maybe your strength is this year for you?
I think my biggest strength just kind of be bringing the younger guys into our kind of circle because we have so many freshmen this year. Everyone else has played together in the past. We played together on JV and C team, so we kind of know each other's strengths and weaknesses. But just kind of bringing the younger guys into that circle and into the team a little bit.
Is it kind of weird being the one that I know you had it in football, but in basketball, maybe being one of the ones you're looked up to?
For basketball, for sure. Yeah, I'm not used to that at all. We've always had the varsity guys to kind of rely on. Having to step into that role was really different this year.
All right, you get started on Friday night. What do you think like your first game experience is going to be like on Friday?
I think it'll be fun. It'll be a little weird without any fans. We're really going to rely on the younger guys to be our support system there. We'll have to bring our own energy because, I mean, we won't have a crowd yelling at us. We're going to be our own cheer section, so it'll be different for sure.
All right. Well, hopefully you have a good year here this year, Sawyer, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you.
Thank you.